Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG, and we're online at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. Let's start today by looking at a command that most people completely ignore, but it is one of God's commandments, and He gives us the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20. Of course, these are God's commands. They're not the commands of man. They're from the great God. Notice Exodus 20, and we'll read verses 8 through 11. It says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Eternal your God. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Eternal made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Eternal blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." So this weekly Sabbath is a command from God Himself. There's no debating that fact. The only choice people make is, do they keep it or not? God says we're to keep it. And God's Sabbath day is a blessing for those who do keep it. If you want blessings in your life, if you'd like to be blessed, you need to keep God's commandments, including the Sabbath command. And for those who don't keep it, it ends up not being a blessing. They don't have that blessing in their life. In fact, often there are a lot of curses that come. I'm always amazed when I look at the news. There's just some terrible events and crimes that are committed, and a lot of them happen on Friday nights and Saturdays. The Sabbath, of course, is from sundown Friday evening to sundown Saturday evening. And every time I see a news story like that, I always think, you know, those people would still be alive and they'd be doing fine if they kept the Sabbath. But because they didn't, they were in a bad place, bad things happened. It's amazing. And I always think back to these scriptures. I think back to this command of God. Keeping the Sabbath day holy, it's a blessing in a lot of ways, but sometimes just in the fact that people stay out of trouble, that's a big blessing as well, but that's just a small part of it. The Sabbath is a blessing. Notice Mark 2 and verse 27. We'll see something here that Jesus Christ said in Mark 2 and verse 27. "And He said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." So God made the Sabbath for the benefit of mankind. It's to benefit man. And how would you feel if you made something special for someone, and it was to help them and to be this benefit for them, and they just ignored it? And they ridiculed you even for it sometimes. You would be pretty upset by that, I think. Well, God made the Sabbath, and He said, look, it's for man. It's for our benefit. It's for us to use. And Christ said there, as we just read, that it was made for man, not just for the Jews, not just for the tribes of Israel. It was made for man. The Sabbath is a blessing. God intended it to be a blessing for all of mankind. Now, God told ancient Israel that the Sabbath would be a sign. We can read about this over in Exodus 31. The Sabbath is a sign. Exodus 31, we'll read verses 16 and 17. It says, "Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant." So the Sabbath command doesn't end. It continues throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant. Verse 17, "It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days The Eternal made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. So there's a lot to think about in that passage. For one, just think about the fact that God was refreshed. If God was refreshed on the Sabbath, think about how refreshed we will be when we keep the Sabbath correctly. So if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed and burned out and at your wit's end sometimes, well, make sure to really keep the Sabbath holy. You will be refreshed. You'll have that refresh every week. God was refreshed. He made the Sabbath and he rested and was refreshed, and we'll be refreshed too when we keep the Sabbath. Now, we've mentioned there the Sabbath is a sign, and it is. And we just read that in verse 17. It's a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. And notice this quote. This is from the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course, Lesson 27. This is a free course, and you can sign up for it at thetrumpet.com. If you have not signed up for it, please do so. It's a great course, and it's a free educational service. It says, this sign is a proof of identity. You know, what does it mean that it's a sign? Well, it's a proof of identity. Keeping the weekly Sabbath reminds us that God is the creator of all things, including man. It is also a major sign identifying the true people of God. So the Sabbath identifies God, and it identifies the true people of God. So if you're looking for God's true church, well, they need to be keeping the weekly Sabbath holy. That's a sign. Now, there are some groups that do observe the seventh-day Sabbath, but then go on and ignore other of God's commands and instructions. Well, we can't do that. God says we must live by every word that he speaks. That's Matthew 4 and verse 4. Live by every word. And, of course, that's the name of this program. So the Sabbath is a sign. And the Sabbath also points us to the future. It points us to the future, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. But if you just stop and you think about some of this that we're discussing today, about how the Sabbath will refresh you, about how it is a sign, how it points to the future, as we're about to look at, you just think, wow, if you don't keep the Sabbath, you miss out on all of that. You miss out on all of that. And that's why people are so much lost in the present today, kind of going from one activity to another or one thing in life to another and missing this big picture that God wants us to see because they don't keep the Sabbath. The Correspondence Course, again, Lesson 27, it says the Sabbath also pictures to God's people the soon coming millennium when mankind will experience rest from war, from poverty, from fear, and from suffering. Now, if you look at your news headlines today, you know we need a rest from that. These events in this world are getting worse and worse and worse. The quote continues, this 1,000-year period will be the seventh millennial day, the Sabbath of God's 7,000-year week. And so there's a seven-day week. There's a 7,000-year plan that God has, 6,000 years for man to go his own way. And then that Sabbath of rest, that millennium. Notice Isaiah 11 and verse 9 talks about this millennium time period. Isaiah 11 and verse 9, this again, the Sabbath pictures this. It says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the eternal as the waters cover the sea. There's a lot of water on this earth. And there's about to be a lot of knowledge of God on this earth. Today, people are deceived. Revelation 12 and verse 9 talks about that. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4 as well. Satan's a god of this world today. He's deceived people. But yeah, there's a time coming very soon, and the Sabbath day pictures this time, when the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the eternal as the waters cover the sea. Now, that's worth thinking about. That's worth stopping and thinking about on the Sabbath day. We have to be thinking about that. If we don't think about that, again, there's a lot of frustration in this world. There's a lot of fear in this world. Those things are increasing and escalating. And yet, when you keep the Sabbath day holy, you have this seventh day, one day a week, to stop, to draw closer to God, to think about this future plan, to think about you know, God, of course, as a creator, but also look forward to the millennium when Jesus Christ will rule this earth and his first fruit saints will rule with him. That's the time to think about. This can be an awesome time. And it's awesome that God created the Sabbath to remind us of this soon coming millennium. One day each week, we get to spend some extra time drawing close to God and then looking ahead to this incredible future. It's a tragedy to not do that. See, the Sabbath is a blessing. It really refreshes us. It gets our minds going in a very positive and hope-filled direction. Without the Sabbath, again, we would just be lost in the present. We'd have lost our identity. We'd become hopeless. You know, we wouldn't know the true God. A very sad situation when the Sabbath isn't being kept. Again, this quote from the Correspondence Course, it says, "But the keeping of the seventh-day Sabbath has even further significance and meaning. It also looks forward to the completion of God's spiritual creation in man. The Sabbath is a type of the Christian's future spiritual rest, of being born into the divine kingdom or family of God. When born of God's Spirit, we will no longer be working against the weaknesses of our present mortal flesh. With Spirit-composed bodies, we will never become tired or weary." You imagine that? That would be a good feeling. "And we'll always be alert and active." See, God is recreating himself in mankind. What a blessing to stop and to think about that as well, and to think about our future. That's a wonderful refreshment every week that we need. Notice 2 Peter 3 and verse 8. Here Peter talks about this Sabbath vision. Peter understood a lot about that, and he discusses it in his epistles. 2 Peter 3 and verse 8. He writes, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." What does that mean? Here's a quote from our booklet on Peter. It's written by Trumpet Editor-in-Chief, Mr. Gerald Fleury. It's free at thetrumpet.com. And he writes about what Peter said here. He said, "Be not ignorant," Peter wrote. "Don't let this fact escape you." He really emphasizes this. Why? What's so important about it? Mr. Fleury writes, "Well, God inhabits eternity." You can read that in Isaiah 57 and verse 15. Our destiny is to become members of his family. So God wants our minds oriented toward eternity. But eternity is a towering concept, so Peter tries to break it down for us. We are preparing, first of all, for 1,000-year millennium. And we discussed that a little bit earlier. After that, we will begin the process of spreading God's government out into the universe and to eternity. This is a universe-size concept. We must not live in the present. We must live in the future as God does. You see, we can get bogged down in the present. We can become pretty discouraged. But here's something to really lift our thinking out of the present, out of the moment, into this incredible future. And it's keeping the Sabbath day. Keeping the Sabbath day. You can see, I hope, that it's so refreshing, and you can begin to see why it's refreshing. It's not just refreshing physically because you don't go to work. It's refreshing spiritually because of this vision that God gives to us. It lifts us out of the present, and it gives us this vision of eternity. Mr. Fleury continues and says, "God created the Sabbath by resting, and it refreshed him. He looked at his creation and at the human beings he had made in his image and likeness. He considered his master plan and how those first 6 days of the recreation were a type of the coming 6,000 years he would allot to mankind's rule on earth. And then he thought on that 7,000-year period during which he will usher in his kingdom and govern the world. He meditated deeply on that future. And the way he kept the Sabbath really inspired and encouraged him. He was lifted up and refreshed. He looked back on his creation, and he looked forward to the time when he would be able to give all mankind rest from sin." You see, that's the ultimate rest. That's the ultimate refreshment, is being away from sin. Sin is what holds people down. It's what discourages people. It's what makes people hopeless. Having a rest from that is wonderful. And the Sabbath reminds us of that. He continues, Mr. Fleury does, and writes, he anticipated being able to refresh all of mankind with the millennium and the rule of Jesus Christ. This begins to give us an idea of what Peter was really talking about in his epistle. You know, don't be ignorant of this, Peter said, of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. God has this incredible plan. It's hard for our minds to think about that much time because we don't live that long, but God inhabits eternity. Isaiah 57 and verse 15, and so he's trying to give us a way to understand that plan. So the Sabbath isn't just some arbitrary command that God made. There's reasons for it, and it's refreshing. It's refreshing. God commands the Sabbath in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. We read about that, read about some of the details of it. But when we see this bigger vision about the Sabbath day, and we see that it's a blessing, and we see that we're refreshed when we keep it, you know, what a tragedy it is to not do that. What a tragedy. So many blessings that are missed out on when somebody does not keep the Sabbath day. Just to remind you, Exodus 31 and verse 17, it is a sign, the Sabbath. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Eternal made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. God was refreshed when he rested on the Sabbath. He wants us to keep the Sabbath day holy. It's a blessing for us. He made it for us so that we could truly be refreshed. And we need to be refreshed, especially considering the times in which we live. If you'd like to know more about the Sabbath, you can sign up for the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. We also have a book specifically on the Sabbath, Which Day is a Christian Sabbath? That's free at thetrumpet.com, and also Mr. Gerald Fleury's free booklet on Peter. You can find that at the Trumpet as well, and tie this entire Sabbath vision together. It's a wonderful, wonderful vision, and one that we very much need. That's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.